Hello and welcome, brothers and sisters in Christ. We have been looking into the book of Revelation, and it's been some time since we've had a study on the book of Revelation, but we have been in chapter 13 in the past. We were on verse 13. We did part 1, and today I'm going to do part 2. Let me read that verse to begin, and then I'll go right into the introduction. "And he," that is the beast, "does great wonders, so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men." In our last study of Revelation 13:13, we saw how the whole phenomenon of the beast calling down fire from heaven into the earth, that is, we found it meant into the church, in the sight of humans during the Great Tribulation from May 21, 1988 to May 21, 2011, is spiritually equivalent to the making of people to fall backward in the sight of other humans. Because the making of literal fire to come down from heaven into the church before humans, if that were to happen, and the making of people to literally fall backward in the church before humans, which we have been seeing happen during the Great Tribulation, both spiritually, both of these spiritually represent the same thing, namely God's judgment from heaven against the Christian churches during the Great Tribulation period and beyond. Although we had learned in the account of Elijah against the prophets of Baal in our last study, that you can click on to refresh your memory, that Satan is unable to call down literal burning fire from heaven to bring judgment, and so show that he is God, nevertheless, he is able to make people fall backward as if to be able to bring judgment and so show that he is God. This fire, which symbolizes God's judgment being called down from heaven into the earth, that is, into the church, before humans during the Great Tribulation in Revelation 13:13, is what we had and have been seeing take place in Christian churches when their people are made to fall backward by a counterfeit Christian touching them on their forehead as if it were a blessing of some kind, when in reality it has been a sign of God's judgment upon the Christian churches all along. Yes, we already saw in our last study how Christ showed that he is the true judge, and so true God, when he revealed his judgment against all those who came into the Garden of Gethsemane to seize him and take him before the high priest Caiaphas, and then the Roman governor Pontius Pilate, to be judged and then crucified by making them all fall backward to the ground. John 18:1-6. And thus we saw how this phenomena of falling backward is a sign of God's judgment upon the transgressors, whoever they may be. But now, in this study, we will look at all the other scriptures which have to do with falling backward. Or I should say, we shall begin to look at those scriptures, because we'll only get through one of them today, to see if they would also spiritually define the phenomenon of falling backward as God's judgment against the sinner or sinners, whoever they may be, so that we can be assured that we are on the path of truth when we say that the phenomenon of causing people to fall backward in the Christian churches is a sign of God's wrath or judgment upon the whole corporate Christian church. That is all Christian churches. as symbolized by our verse of today's continued study, Revelation 13, verse 13, by the beast, which consists of Satan as its head, his demons, and all the counterfeit Christians, calling down fire from heaven into the earth, which we found in our last study spiritually means into the church before humans. The first sentence, or I should say the first reference to falling backward in the Bible is found in Genesis chapter 49, where we read, in beginning in verses 1 and 2, "And Jacob called unto his sons and said, Gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last or latter days. Gather yourselves together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father." Israel became the new name given to Jacob after he had wrestled with God and prevailed. Genesis 32, verses 24 through 30. Then this man Israel prophesies the following about his son Dan, whose descendants became the tribe of Dan. He says in verses 16 through 18 of Genesis 49, "Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent on the way, an adder in the path that bites the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backward. I have waited for thy salvation, O Lord." Dan here, of course, refers to one of the tribes of ancient Israel. And what we read about Dan comes from what the man, Israel, once known as Jacob, prophesied about what would happen to the tribe of Dan in the latter days. The latter days are the days in which we now find ourselves ever since May 21, 1988. And the ancient tribe of Dan was a type or picture of God's people in these latter days. And who are God's people in these latter days? No, they are not the Jews or physical descendants of the ancient man Israel. But they are the Christians who are the true or spiritual Jews and spiritual descendants of the man Israel, which means a prince who is Jesus Christ. These Christians or true Jews were normally associated with a Christian church of one kind or another throughout the church age, from Pentecost in 33 A.D., to the end of the church age on May 21, 1988, when the Holy Spirit, God Himself, left all the Christian churches to begin His judgment at His own house, 1 Peter 4:17, by giving His entire house, temple, or we could call it corporate church, which includes all Christian churches, over to the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, to deceive them all. For judgment had to begin at the house of God, says 1 Peter 4:17. In other words, when God said through the ancient man Israel, originally named Jacob, who was a type of Christ, "Dan shall judge his," that is Dan's people, "as one of the tribes of Israel," this prophecy pointed forward to when, through Christ, who was typified by the ancient man Israel, meaning a prince, God's very own people, that is the elect or saints, who spiritually descended from Christ and who were typified by the ancient tribe of Dan, would bring judgment against God's people in his churches during the latter days, which is exactly what has been happening ever since God's judgment came upon all the Christian churches on May 21, 1988. By that time, due to Satan's hard work, most of the people in the Christian churches were already not true Christians. Nevertheless, they identified as being Christians, and God's judgment came upon everyone in all the Christian churches, whether a true Christian or not. Because upon everyone in all the Christian churches, as I said, whether they were a Christian or not, God's judgment came upon them because they all claimed to be the people of Jesus Christ, the one and only Creator and Almighty God. But now, carefully notice what this ancient man Israel, who typified Christ, prophesied about his son Dan, whose physical descendants became the ancient tribe of Dan, which ancient tribe typified God's very own spiritual descendants through Christ in the latter days, his elect or saints, who have been bringing judgment against God's so-called people in all the Christian churches ever since the church age spiritually ended, and God's wrath came upon the whole corporate Christian church beginning on May 21, 1988. And remember, this is all according to the most accurate biblical timeline of history that you can click on to see and prove. He not only said that Dan shall judge his people, but he then gives more information about Dan's judgment on his own people by further saying, Dan shall be a serpent on the way, an adder in the path, that bites the horse heels so that his rider shall fall backward. Since in this prophecy, the ancient tribe of Dan, who judges his people, typifies or symbolizes God's elect or saints in these latter days that we have been in ever since May 21, 1988, we are being taught that in these latter days, we, God's true people, are said to be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that bites the horse heels so that his rider, and his rider is referring to all those who are still in the Christian churches, shall fall backward. Of course, we, God's true people, typified by the ancient tribe of Dan, are not actually a serpent, as Satan is a serpent. But from the perspective of all those in the Christian churches, we are a serpent because we are bringing judgment against them by declaring their destruction, both spiritually and then physically, on the last day. Something they think only Satan, the serpent, would do. So they see us, God's true people, who have obeyed Christ to depart out from all the Christian churches, unlike those who remain in the churches, as false prophets or serpents in their path. Now let's look a little closer at what we, pictured by the ancient tribe of Dan, do as a so-called serpent that judges our own so-called Christian people in all the so-called Christian churches. It says that we are a serpent by or on the way, an adder in the path that bites the horse heel so that his rider shall fall backward. In the Bible, the horse is normally connected to warlike operations and normally represents great strength in battle. For instance, just to give you an idea, God says to ancient Job in verses 19 through 25, "Hast thou given the horse his might? Hast thou clothed his neck with the quivering mane? Hast thou made him leap as a locust? The glory of his snorting is terrible. He paws in the valley and rejoices in his strength. He goes out to meet the armed men. He mocks at fear and is not dismayed, neither turns he back from the sword. The quiver rattles against him, the flashing spear and the javelin. He swallows the ground with fierceness and rage. Neither believes he that it is the voice of the trumpet. As often as the trumpet sounds, he says, "Aha!" And he smells the battle afar off, the thunder of the captains and the shouting. And there are other such passages we could quote, but leave it to say, when Dan is prophesied to be a serpent that bites the horse heels so that the rider falls backward, the rider being Dan's, that is our people, namely all the so-called Christians in the Christian churches, it means that as God's elect or saints, who are typified by the ancient tribe of Dan, declare God's judgment against all the Christian churches, all the people that are in the churches, that is, and we declare judgment against them. And when we do that, the spiritual strength and battle of those in the Christian churches, represented by falling backward to the ground as they are judged by us, God's true people, a serpent in the way as they see it, for we are declaring what God wants us to, namely that he no longer hears their prayers for deliverance or salvation, because he has completely forsaken them due to their sins that they don't even perhaps recognize, as they have been blinded in a strong delusion from God himself. Remember what we read in 2 Thessalonians 2:9 through 12? Even him, that is the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist who is called the man of sin, Satan himself, whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, but that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Because they will not submit to all of God's law, that is, they pick and choose what they will or will not obey, God will no longer submit to their prayers. And he has given them over to the real serpent, the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, without them even realizing it. It is the greatest con job that the world has ever seen. Those still in all the Christian churches think that they are going to their churches to worship Christ when they are really worshiping the devil himself in their churches. For the devil was loosed from the bottomless pit on May 21, 1988, and given by God to rule in and own all the Christian churches. Since they are all in rebellion to God's law in one area or another, as is Satan, Satan has been given over to be their ruler and owner, with his great deception to spiritually destroy them all. Satan makes it look like people are still being saved in all the churches, in so-called revivals and such, and by false prophets declaring all over the place that the church will be revived, even though that is now impossible. Satan also makes it appear as if God is doing great signs and wonders in the churches. He even makes them think they are being blessed as they fall backward. being slain in the demon's spirit, which is symbolized in Revelation 13:13 by the beast making fire come down from heaven into their churches before their very eyes. Indeed, they are all blind. And if the blind are leading the blind, they have already fallen into the pit. Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, "Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues." Revelation 18:4. And don't think for a moment that your church is an exception to being ruled over by the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, Satan himself, in these days. The leaders of your churches are the most blind, otherwise they would have barked to warn you of your coming judgment that began on May 21, 1988. A dog would have barked, but your leaders are dumb dogs. They can't bark because they are deaf, blind, and mute, and only feel and sense what might be good for them alone. They have itching ears just like their people. And so they have gathered together only people who have itching ears to listen to only serpents who promise them the world if they will just tithe to the church for a prayer cloth or holy water in exchange. They read the books of their past theologians and teach them rather than God's word. And they can't leave their churches in obedience to Christ because then they would lose all their pay, their livelihood. Yes, they love their income more than they love God. But you can't serve God and mammon, so they serve the devil instead, their true father. You blind leaders of the blind, hell is opened wide for you. Okay. Here is the main point of this study before the fire in my bones pushes me to speak even more against your wicked shepherds. Anyway, we have seen that the term fall backward, mentioned in Genesis chapter 49, has to do with God's judgment against all those still in the Christian churches, even as did the falling backward of people in the Christian churches, which is typified in Revelation 13:13, part 1, that you can click on to be refreshed, by the beast calling down fire from heaven into the churches to slay them by the spirit of the devil. Thus, we have further clear support that the whole phenomenon of people being slain in the spirit, that is falling backwards, due to a spiritual fire from heaven coming down into the churches, is a sign or wonder of God's judgment against the whole corporate Christian church. That is, all Christian churches. Even though this phenomenon on falling backwards is not seen in every individual Christian church, nevertheless, God sees every Christian church at this time as a part of the same corporate church, house, or temple, so that if just some of the churches show people falling backwards in them, it can be, as it is, a sign of God's judgment against the whole corporate church or temple of God, which includes all the Christian churches. Each individual Christian church was and is never an island unto itself, but it was and is a part of a much larger church, the corporate church. So, even as we see all the different Christian denominations and churches holding different doctrines, some true and some false, to reveal how divided they really all are, these divisions in doctrine are sins accounted to the whole corporate church because all Christian churches are a part of that same corporate temple or church and they are their brother's keeper and should have helped to lead them all into the truth through the Holy Spirit. Yes, all the Christian churches can differ in many things, but they should not differ in Bible doctrine, lest the wrath of God come upon them all, as it now has in the end, and all their candlesticks have been removed on May 21, 1988, when the Holy Spirit in Christ, the light of all the candlesticks, which are all the Christian churches, departed out to give the counterfeit Christ, the Antichrist, and darkness, Satan himself, rule in the corporate church to bring it to its final end. During the church age, God dealt with each church individually as they sinned against him and fell away from truth, and so had the light of their candlestick, Jesus Christ, removed from their midst. You can read about that all in Revelations chapter 2, chapter 3. But now, at the end, where we are at now, God's final judgment is against the entire corporate Christian church. Every Christian church. None shall escape. For the time of God's patience with sin in his church is now over. It is now time to judge all sin until it is all destroyed forever. And that judgment already began. First, with the house of God on May 21, 1988. For up till then, the whole corporate house, temple, or church continued to sin, even though they had the very words of God for guidance into the whole truth for almost 2,000 years now. Yes, God is incredibly patient, but they have exchanged the truth of God for many lies. So God has blinded them to many truths and given them over to the father of lies, the dragon, the devil, the master deceiver, the false prophet, the antichrist, the son of perdition, the man of sin, the abomination of desolation, the beast and Satan, for the corporate church's complete spiritual destruction and then complete annihilation on the last day. Soon, in a matter of years, within a matter of years to come. And when Judgment Day began upon the whole world on May 21, 2011, as well as then continuing on the whole corporate Christian church to the very end, we, the spiritual tribe of Dan, who are God's elect or saints, the spiritual descendants of Israel, namely Christ, that had earlier come out from all the churches to follow Christ, continue to fulfill the ancient prophecy of the ancient man Israel, once called Jacob, who prophesied, Dan shall judge his people. Yes, we stand in Christ, and in Christ, God says of Christ and us in Jeremiah 51, verses 20 through 25, Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. And with thee will I break in pieces the horse and his rider. And with thee will I break in pieces the chariot and his rider. With thee also will I break in pieces man and woman. And with thee will I break in pieces old and young. And with thee will I break in pieces the young man and the maid. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and his flock. And with thee will I break in pieces the husbandman and his yoke of oxen. And with thee will I break in pieces captains and rulers. And I will render unto Babylon and to all the inhabitants of Chaldea that is those who are still in the Christian churches, Babylon the Great, all their evil that they have done in Zion in your sight, saith the Lord. Behold, I am against thee, O destroying mountain, says the Lord, which destroys all the earth. And remember, spiritually, all the earth refers to all the Christian churches. And I will stretch out mine hand upon thee and roll thee down from the rocks, and will make thee a burnt mountain. And mountain symbolizes kingdom. And all these things are happening right now as God's people, the elect, or saints, declare judgment against the church and the world. That there is no more salvation. Eternal life is no longer possible. And soon, everyone who is unsaved, those in the churches and in the world, will be cast into the lake of fire on the last day of judgment that we are now in. Now, until the next time, when we shall look at a couple more places in the Bible where the term fall backward is used, may Yahweh bless thee and keep thee. Yahweh make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yahweh lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.